We welcome Sean Simmons to Star 94.1. Sean, how are you?
Man, I'm great. I'm great. I'm blessed.
Good. Sean, you got a new project. It'll be out February 21st. True Story.
Yeah.
Let's talk about True Story.
Okay.
What is True Story about your life?
It's excerpts of my life and life experiences of acquaintances, friends, family members. It's just basically, you know, real talk. It's just a real approach towards ministry, no holds barred, just, you know, speaking the truth with very delicate issues, dealing with delicate issues. And that's, yeah, it's just basically excerpts of just different stories, including mine.
Would you say that you bring a new style of music to gospel? Seem like you're sort of a laid-back crooner, a balladeer. How would you describe Deshaun Simmons' sound?
I think, how I would personally describe it is just, it's delivered with swagger. You know, I my influence has been a whole lot from the street. I'm highly influenced from the street as far as my delivery and style of singing. You know, I wasn't really exposed to a lot of gospel music. I was, but I wasn't growing up. And so a lot of my influence was from, you know, R&B and you know, the Marvin Gaye's and the Al Green's. So, you know, you put it perfectly when you said, you know, that whole crooner mentality. It was just like, you know, they were my influence. Musically, I took a lot from them. And then, you know, I got exposed slowly to the Fred Hammonds and the John P. Keys. And, you know, I took little excerpts from them as well. And not to mention, you know, Michael Jackson and Bobby Brown, you know, from the R&B side. So I would say it's just, it is a unique approach to gospel. It's heavily street savvy. It's got a lot of street savvy with a little bit of swagger.
Okay, you mentioned Fred Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Fred Hammond, I call him Triple H. Was it Hollerin' Hilton Hill?
Right.
Okay, tell us about him and writing the song Won't It Be.
Well, Won't It Be was, he had a group called Grace in Motion, and they used to come to, because, you know, I went to school in Huntsville, Alabama, and they used to come all the time and sing that song. And when they sang it, it was just so anointed. It was just like, it would leave the place, people would just fall prostrate, you know, just crying. And I said, man, this song is powerful. But, you know, they were an independent group, and they were just more regional. And I said, man, when I get my chance, I really want to redo this song, you know. And once I had the opportunity, I went and redid it. And it came out the way it did. And once Hallerin heard it, he was just like, wow, you know. Even he was moved by the way it was presented. Because, I mean, that song was very emotional. It's you know, it's a song for the masses that talks about that great day, clearly, when Jesus is to return. And it's just so passionate. You know, that song is just very passionate. It means a whole lot to me. When I sing it, it's just, you know, I can't control myself, can't control my emotions. And I think that's the feel that I'm hoping people are going to experience when they listen to it.
Sean, what expectations are you putting on Sean Simmons? Because you know as well as I know, in R&B and urban music, Sean Simmons could make more money than he could make sounding great like you do doing gospel. So what kind of expectations?
Well, I raised the bar high for myself. Of course, you do make a good point. Of course, I can make a whole lot more money in the R&B side. But I just feel like just based on the state of the world and my calling, it would be, I guess, based on how I'm presenting the music that I'm singing and what I'm talking about, you know, it would just be just as lucrative, you know, and not just from a monetary standpoint, but also from, you know, just for the sake of my message. You know, it'd just be so lucrative that people will listen to me. People will, you know, appreciate what I'm bringing to the table. From a message standpoint, you know, it's not a preachy record, but it's a record that, you know, the average real people can just relate to. So with that, you know, I see a bigger picture, you know, than just money. I mean, the money to me, because I'm favored by God, I think the money will come. But you know, I'm not even worried about that. I'm just more focused on the fact that, man, we're living in a dying world, a world that is in desperate need of a real message. You know, a lot of people aren't really just looking to attend church, you know, and the ones that are looking to attend church, it's just a matter of keeping them there. And a lot of them are coming from, you know, a dirty past. And I just want them to see that I'm coming from the same past that they're coming from, and they can relate to somebody that's real, you know, and that to me is like motivation in itself. You know, I just want my music to provide a motivational tool for change, and that's all.
Great. What does it mean to be signed to a label like
Alliant? Well, Alliant is, for those of you that don't know, I'm also an executive. The label that I am signed to is Exist Records, which is my label. I'm the president and co-owner of Exist Records. And my partner, Tavarius Black, slash my manager, is the CEO and my, you know, my partner with the company. And we have a distribution deal or a partnership through Alliant Music Group. So Alliant Music Group is facilitating distribution of the album, and they're, you know, also helping out with marketing of the project. But the label that I'm signed to is Exist Records.
Okay. And finally, what message do you want folks to get from True Story?
Like I said before, it's just a motivational tool for change, man. I just want people to just listen to it and see that, you know, regardless of their circumstances, regardless of their situation, regardless of their experience, that there's somebody that's been there, done that, and is speaking about his deliverance about, you know, from it. And those are those that are battling and dealing with these different struggles. You know, it's hard. I mean, I really want my music to be therapy. It's like I want my music to come across where, for example, somebody can be an addict, a drug addict, or an alcoholic, and when they go cold turkey trying to quit, you know, there's that high percentage that they're going to fall back into what, you know, the habit that they were in. And I want my music to provide therapy. You know, they need therapy. And I want my music to be that source of therapy where, you know, they may be wanting to get exposed to church, but it's like they're afraid to take that risk. I mean, they not to take the risk, but, you know, it's a gradual process to unwind from what they were in to becoming, you know, changed and saved. And so I want my music to kind of like wean them in, you know, it just to provide that soothing therapy into salvation, basically.
Sean, it has been a pleasure, and we're going to speak light that your project, True Story, will do just as well as an Usher project.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you. We'll speak that into existence.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And we feel that, hey, you're there.
Yeah, thank
okay?
you, man.
And we know that you need that exposure. And, hey, God is good.
God is good. I mean, there's no stopping what God can do. So, yeah, we'll put that in his hands.
Our guest, Sean Simmons, the project, that's February 21st, am I correct?
Yeah, that's it. That's
it hits the streets February 21st. Pick it up, True Story, Sean Simmons. Sean, it's been a pleasure.
Pleasure as well. God bless you, bro.
God bless you. Sean Simmons, our guest on Star 94.1.